An advisor to Vice President Mike Pence is testifying on Capitol Hill today as part of the impeachment inquiry. Jennifer Williams was on that July 25th phone call during which President Trump asked Ukraine's president to investigate Democrats. Meanwhile, there's yesterday's Washington Post reporting that President Trump asked Attorney General William Barr to hold a news conference to say that he, Trump, hadn't broken the law during that phone call. Barr declined. NPR Washington reporter Tim Mack joins us now. Hi, Tim.
Hey there.
And to Jennifer Williams, testifying after a number of officials declined to do so this week. What do you make of that and what we might learn from her?
So she's a top aide to Vice President Pence, and she's testifying on this in this ongoing House impeachment inquiry. She's a longtime Foreign Service officer. She was assigned to be the vice president's special advisor on issues relating to Europe and Russia. She was given this assignment back in the spring, and she would be the first person from the vice president's office to testify in this probe. Now, she's the third person, however, who was listening in on the July 25th phone call, that now famous phone call between Trump and the president of Ukraine. She'd be the third person to testify. And it's interesting because she gives a different perspective, right? Which is what was the view from the vice president's office? Vice President Pence obviously has in the time over the last few months been involved in this Ukraine issue, has had outreach to the Ukrainian president.
Yeah, well, and of course, we have open hearings with witnesses next week, so we'll be hearing more between now and then about what she might have said. To the Attorney General, General Barr, who many saw as falsely characterizing the Mueller report in his summary before it came out, declining, according to the Washington Post, President Trump's request that he, Barr, announce at a press conference that Trump had done nothing wrong in that Ukraine phone call. Now, this morning, the president tweeted that he never asked William Barr to hold a news conference. And Barr did not hold one. But a DOJ official did say at that time no further action was needed about the phone call. About the whistleblower campaign about the phone call. Others, obviously, including administration officials who've been testifying, saw the call as a problem. So where does this reported request fit into all of this?
You know, it's interesting, right? It fits in with regard to how the president has wanted to shape this inquiry. As questions have been raised about the appropriateness of his actions with regard to the Ukrainian government, this obviously shows that the president wanted to shut down criticism early. So according to these reports, President Trump passed along word through staff that he wanted Barr to go on TV and declare that he had broken no laws in pushing for the Ukrainian president to investigate a political rival. Barr obviously declined to do so. According to the Post and the New York Times, the president has told associates in recent weeks that he wished that Barr did in fact hold that press conference to absolve him of any sort of criminal liability. As you mentioned, Trump has fired back in a tweet at 12:08 a.m. this morning. He wrote that it was a, quote, totally untrue and just another fake news story with anonymous sources that don't exist. But we should also note that the president continues to praise Attorney General Barr both publicly and privately. So this is not some sort of sign of a schism between those two figures.
Yeah. Just briefly, former National Security Advisor John Bolton was scheduled to testify today. That is not happening. Where are we in whether or when we might hear from him?
You know, Bolton has indicated that he would be willing to testify only if a subpoena compelling his testimony is upheld by the courts. He'd obviously be a really important figure to learn more about this informal and formal these informal and formal channels between the United States and the Ukrainian government, which is, of course, the focus of the entire impeachment inquiry. Although Bolton has said that he would only testify if the courts upheld the subpoena, it doesn't look like the House Intelligence Committee is going to be going down this route. A House Intelligence Committee official told NPR just a few minutes ago that they have no interest in getting into this legal process given the timing and the schedule of their impeachment inquiry. They're going to consider his lack of an appearance quote, evidence of the president's obstruction of Congress.
Very briefly, Congressman Jim Jordan, staunch supporter of President Trump, has indicated that Republicans will subpoena the whistleblower to testify. Now, the president today tweeted out that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden should also testify in the inquiry. Democrats have the votes. They can veto Republican witnesses. That's not likely to happen. But what does it tell you about the Republican strategy going into next week?
Well, Republicans have continued to insist that there was no quid pro quo and that the military aid to Ukraine was ultimately released. So there was no wrongdoing of any kind. That they also point to that transcript. The president has, you know, regularly points to the transcript and says, and Republicans agree with him, many Republicans agree with him, saying, look, he didn't directly link a specific ask with a specific deliverable in that transcript of a call with the Ukrainian president. And as such, there was no quid pro quo. Mm-hmm. These have been kind of the leading lines of argument for Republicans in the last few days.
Yeah, well, we will hear more as the day goes on. Tim Mak, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.